terrifying weekend. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police investigation underway into the shooting at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods, California, Sunday afternoon, that killed at least one person and injured at least five others.
The suspect was not injured during the incident and was taken into custody. He's believed to be an Asian male adult in his 60s. We don't believe he lives in this area. Investigators are working to determine his city of residence and whether he has any connection to this church or to the congregation.
Orange County Undersheriff Jeff Halleck. Halleck saying that churchgoers detained the suspect and used an extension cord to hogtie him. Laguna Woods resident Elaine Thies is in disbelief about what happened in her community.
I've lived here 3 years and I felt totally safe. And I've been in that church before for a meeting.
In Houston Sunday afternoon, a shooting at a flea market killing two people and injuring three others. Authorities saying the shooting escalated from an altercation involving men in their 20s who appeared to know each other. Thousands of people were at the flea market when the shooting happened.
It's very popular on Sundays for families to come down here and eat and, you know, ride rides and stuff like that.
Susan Cotter, Major of Patrol, Harris County Sheriff's Office. A mass shooting Saturday at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, killing 10 people and injuring three others.
Sources are telling us that he was in town for at least 24 hours before this rampage, trying to scope out the neighborhood. And they believe he chose this grocery store behind me because it's an important part of the black community. Officers say he was armed with an assault rifle and dressed in tactical gear from head to toe.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo, New York. Authorities saying Gendron had previously made a threat at his high school, but was never charged with the crime. President Biden and the First Lady heading to Buffalo on Tuesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
With several primary elections happening Tuesday, Pennsylvania's will most likely take center stage. Republican Senate candidate Kathy Barnett has been climbing the polls.
Typically, Philadelphia wouldn't be the place to try to win over Republicans, but the Northeast region is somewhat of a swing region. She really has been making strides in this campaign, and very, very quickly, she's risen in the polls, making the once neck-and-neck race between Dr. Oz and David McCormick now a three-way tie at the top. The big question is, though, which Republican will be able to face off against Democratic frontrunner and current Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman? But Barnett right now, because of all the gains she has made, is facing some criticism, especially over some past statements she has made that has been deemed anti-Muslim and homophobic. At this point, it really still may be any person's game.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Elon Musk saying Twitter's mad at him over one of his recent tweets.
Elon Musk says he is still committed to purchasing Twitter after revealing the company's legal team accused him of violating a non-disclosure agreement. Musk said the $44 billion deal is temporarily on hold pending details supporting Twitter's calculation that fake or bot accounts represent less than 5% of Twitter users. To verify, Musk encouraged his followers to randomly sample 100 accounts, claiming that's the sample size Twitter uses to check for bots. Musk says after he tweeted about their bot review process, Twitter accused him of violating the NDA. Musk has promised to remove fake accounts once he's in control of the company. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
In NBA playoff news, the Dallas Mavericks trouncing the Phoenix Suns in Game 7 and will now face the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. The Boston Celtics defeating the reigning champion Milwaukee Bucks in Game 7 and will meet the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.